Okay, today's daf is daf chaf in Meseches Moed Katan. Just a scheduling note, those who are interested, I'm giving a live video shiur online this afternoon, later today, 11 a.m. New York time, 6 p.m. Israel time on ProjectSinai.org. So it's a video shiur regarding Inyanei Tshuva, interactive. But in any case, that is a video shiur, 6 p.m. today, Israel time, 11 a.m. New York time. Okay, we are now on Yud Tes Amid Beis. Six lines up from the bottom. Ba'amine Abaya Meiraba. We have been discussing issues of Avelis versus Yontif. What happens when somebody starts sitting Avelis before Yontif, or somebody starts sitting Avelis on Yontif, or does not start sitting Avelis on Yontif, what is allowed, what is not allowed, and we continue with those discussions, six lines up for the bottom. So, Ba'amine Abaya Meiraba. Kavru Beregel. What happens if somebody buries their relative on Yontif? On Yontif, somebody who is nifter. Regel ole lo leminyan shloshim. Oh, ain regel ole lo minyan shloshim. Does the regel count towards the minyan of 30 days? We know there are any hugim of 1 day. There are any hugim of 7 days. There are any hugim of 30 days. There are any hugim or prohibitions of 12 months for a parent. So what is the halacha in terms of the regel counting towards shloshim? And it explains the Gemara. Laminyan shiva lo kami bayli. To say that it would count for shiva, of course not. Of course, yantif cannot count towards the days of shiva. To lo nohaga mitzvah shiva beregel. Because after all, there is no shiva, mitzvah shiva on yantif. So there's no havamina that a day of yantif could count as a day of shiva. Ki kami bayli laminyan shloshim. The question is, what about towards Shloshim? Why? To Kanaga, Mitzvah Shloshim Beregel. Because there are Nihugim of Shloshim on Yontif. After all, Rashi quotes, right? We don't get haircuts, and we don't do laundry on Chol HaMoed, just like that has a parallel with Shloshim. So there are certain activities that we might not do because of Chol HaMoed, but also it parallels to Shloshim. So can Yontif count as a day of some of the days of Shloshim? Even before we answer the question, Amalei Eina Ola does not count according to Rabba. Yontif cannot count as Shloshim, even as days of Shloshim, even though there are certain Ihugim that are parallel to Shloshim. 2 points. Number one, what does this line of the Gemara mean that the question is for sure not about Shiva? Dilo Naga Mitzvah Shiva Beregel. What does that mean? So that, we mentioned this already, but now let's see it inside. As the Machlokas we've shown him, what does it mean that there's no Avelos on Yontif? What exactly does that mean? So if you look at Rashi and Tosfos here, it seems to be a limited halacha. Rashi says, Laminyan Shiva, again, the Rashi in quotes, this Rishon, Laminyan Shiva lo kami boili, Devadai eina ole, Devadai lo noga mitzvah Shiva beregel. Daha, why? So what should Rashi say? There's nothing of Shiva on regel. Rashi focuses on, Daha eino asar benilas asandal, the eino noig bekfias amita. He says there's no shoes and there's no kfiya samita. Sounds like dvarim shebifarhesya. Right? There are no certain activities that people would see. Why doesn't Rashi say anything? Tashmish shamita, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi seems to quote certain activities. Tosfos says it beferish. Tosfos, the second to last Tosfos, Tolonogim mitzvah shiva beregel, umiyu dvarim shebitsin and noagin. Beferish, some Rishonim hold, the Ramban and others also add to the list that dvarim shebitsina do in place on regel, meaning there's not a total separation between yantif and avelis. There is some type of avelis on yantif. That is Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and others. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam holds explicitly there is no avelis. Period on regel. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Avel. On the beginning of Hilchas Avel, the Rambam writes in Perek. Actually, so we'll get to the beginning later. In Perek Yud, the Rambam says, Haragalim, v'chein Rosh Hashanah, v'yamakipurim, ein davar midivrei avelis noeg bohem. Period. There is no avelis, that's noeg on Yontif. Yontif breaks avelis. This is what Rav Soloveitchik dealt with last week, when we mentioned in terms of the both of them being dvarim shebelev, that they can't coexist. The kiyum shebelev of avelis, which is distant from a distance from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the kiyum shebelev of of a yantif, which is simchas yantif, which is a state of lifnei Hashem. So that is a machlokas. What this line means in the Gemara that shiva it cannot count. According to Rashi Tosfos, it's a little bigger chiddush then that even though there are some private nihugim of shiva on yantif, still the Gemara does not think there can be a havamina that the days of yantif can count for shiva. For counting for shiva, it has to be something more than that, not just those private items. The Gemara answers, it is not Ola. Just one other point, the Karen Ora here discusses, what does the Hava mean exactly? What is the Maskana of the Gemara? So Nireh, Dehada Lokami Baili Ela Bekavar Beregel, he asks, so why is the question only about Kvura on Yantif? What about Kvura before Yantif? The Gemara Dafka asks, "Kavur b'regel, avol beiz yamim kodem l'regel, v'kosh again gimel yamim kodem l'regel, lo kami b'ayli." The Gemara didn't ask if the burial took place a couple days before. Pshitalei, devadei regel ola minyan shloshim, because there for sure shloshim the regel would be able to count. Why? Because the only shaila is that shiva here didn't even start. So is it shayach? The Gemara's question is to have shloshim even before shiva starts. If shiva already started, okay. Then you can say, even if there's a break during Shiva, you can say that Shloshim continues, because it's not going to be before. But here, Shiva doesn't even start yet. So that's the Gemara's question. Ema, do we say, Mida Avelu Shiva lo chayel alav, umona achra regel, hachanami Shloshim yom, lo yaska limnos al achra regel? Why? Dolo matzinu, shei minyan Shloshim kodem l'minyan Zayin. You never have Shloshim before Shiva. O Dilma, no. Zayinu, de'ina regel ole. Kiva dolo nog mitzvah Zayin beregel. There's no Shiva, because there's no Shiva on Yantif. Avol Shloshim, de'kod nog a mitzvah Shloshim beregel. Shaper olen lo. Right, that is the question. The Gemara answers, kapashle de'ina ole. Right, it's not ole, even though there is Shloshim beregel. Ule Ramban, noig bo mishim avel, as we just mentioned. Still, it doesn't count, because you never find it before Shiva. That's the root issue here in the Gemara, according to the Karen Ora. Can you ever have Shloshim before you have Shiva? Eisfeh, three lines to the bottom. So, do we agree to this? Rabashita, again, Rabashita is, there is no Shloshim. You can't count Yantif days as Shloshim. So, Eisfeh, he says, V'tosefta, Kovres, Meso Shlei Yavim Kodem Aregel. Mone Chamishi Yavim Achor Aregel. We'll see, we don't pask in this way. But there are different deus that Shiva is not broken, but it is just put in abeyance. It is just in limbo, and you can continue Shiva after Yantif. So if somebody buries their dead 2 days before Regel, Mona Chabishi Yavim Achor Regel, so you count 5 days after. Amazing. Shiva does not have to be continuous. It could be with a break in the middle. Umalachto Nasis Al Yadei Acherim, and the malacha, person's malacha can be done by others. Tosfos says, Davar ha'avid can be done by others. Vavada v'shiv chosav osim b'tzina b'dok peso. And his servants can do malacha b'tzina in his house. V'tzina b'dok peso, the days afterwards. V'ein rabim mis'askin imo. And many, the tzibor, are not mis'asik in him. What does that mean? Means that they're not menachim him. There's no nichum in those extra days. Because nichum takes place on Yantif, assumes the Gemara. So even though he's going to continue personally his own chiyuvim of Shiva afterwards to make up the 2 and the 5, but in terms of the others, the nichumim of others, so Yantif could count as days of nichumim. Shekvar nisasku baba regel, because they were already nisasek, involved in him on the regel. What does that include? Tosfos says it includes havra'a, the special su'udos that have to be given to a mourner when they come back from the kfura. There is a machlokas rishonim, and we'll see what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya in a minute, in Shinayin Ches, in Ilchaz Avelus. There's a machlokas rishonim. Does Havra'a go by first day or first meal? First day or first meal? I mean, we know that an Avel is not allowed to eat from his own. He has to be given from someone. So Tosfos here says, the end of the top Tosfos, V'yal Havra'a pirish l'kaman kol yom rishon. Asur l'achol mishalo. Afilu ochol shtei pamim bayom. Tosfos says, even if you eat twice the first day after kvura. Dehalo kamar begemara. Su'uda rishona el yom rishon. That is what Tosfos says. If you look in the Rush says, no, su'uda rishona. The Rush holds su'uda rishona, and that is what we paskin. Paskin Shulchan Aruch says, in Shinai and Ches, we paskin like the Rush, and the minag is, if when an aval comes back from kvura, we know that they eat a special meal like we eat before Tisha B'Av, bread and eggs, and then they wash and they bench. and then that Suuda, the Suuda Havara, is finished, and then they can eat whatever they want. But the din is, it's only Suuda Rishona. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Avel Asur Lechol Mishalob Suuda Rishona, Avel Bishniya Mutter, Afilu Biyom Rishon. Right, that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rush, right here. Umitzvah al shcheinav sheya'achiluhu mishalohem. It's a mitzvah upon the neighbors to bring food over. Kedei shelo yochal mishalo. So he doesn't eat from his own. V'yochal echal ha'chilas chavir b'me'evlo. And if there are two of elam, they can send food to each other. Right, and that could count as Sudas Havra, as long as they don't make such a t'nai, the chulus. That's an halacha relating to the Tosfos here, in terms of Havra. But that's what's being talked about here. The Nichumim and the Havra. Klolo shel davar, the Brisa, the Tosefta continues. Kol shu misham avel, regel mafsika. Anything mitzad his own personal avelus chiyuvim, so the regel is mafsikit, and he has to continue afterwards. The kol shu misham iske rabim, ein regel mafsiko. But anything from the tzibur's chiyuv, the chovas nichum, so then the regel is not mafsik, and it can continue on yantif. We'll have to talk about that soon also. Kavru shlosha yamim besofa regel. If the Tosefta continues, they bury, a person buries his relative shlosha yamim, let's say 3 days left to yantif. Monesh shiva achra regel. As we know, shiva does not start. Shiva starts after the regel, 7 days. The Ritva here knows it might not be 7 days literally. It might be 6 days. Right, you might start with Yantav Sheni if one lives in Chutz La'aretz, right? Because that is a minhag, and the din of Avelos, especially if you hold Avelos Daraisa, might start already on Yantav Sheni with only 6 days afterwards, not seven. Either way, that's either 6 or 7. Arba'a Yamim Harishonim, the first 4 days after the Yantif. Again, if the Kfura happened with 3 days left to Yantif, Rabim is Askanimo, right? There's still Nichumim to be Mashlim the 7. Shlosha Yamim Achronim, Ain Rabim is Askanimo. And the last 3 days, Rabim are not Misasik with him, Shekfar Nisasku Baregel. Because they have already been Nisasik Baregel, 3 days of the Regel, and 4 days afterwards, and that is it. And then the last three words, which is the one that's important for us. The Regel Olelo. And the Regel counts. So what is that referring to? For regel olalo. So my lava seifa, isn't that referring to the case of the seifa of kavru beregel? And then this is a kasha on Rava. Remember, Rava says it doesn't count. What is this last word? Regel olalo. Can't mean really shiva. Maybe it means shloshim. So that's, isn't this a raya against Rava? So lo aresha, no, maybe it's talking about a case of kavru lefnei regel. And if it's lefnei regel, like the Karen Ora says, then there's no shaila. Because if shiva already started, then for sure the days can count as shloshim. Okay? No raya. Period. Eisvei, we try again. This one is beferi, so you can't get out of this. Regel, olalo l'minyan shloshim, ketzad, the yantav can count for shloshim. How does that work? Kavru betchilas haregel, mona shiva achar haregel, if somebody buries their dead before yantav. So you count shiva, mona shiva achar haregel. I'm sorry, betchilas haregel, at the beginning of the regel, not before. Betchilas haregel, so that again the shiva doesn't start till afterwards. Mona shiva achar haregel, umalachto naasis al yidei acherim, as we mentioned earlier in the second parak, his malacha can be done by others, if it's a davar ha'avid, va'avada v'shivchosav osim betzina betoch peso, and the servants can act betzina betoch peso, but he himself has an Isser Malacha. The Ein Rabim Misaskanimo, Shekvar Nisasku Ba Beregel, and Rabim cannot be Misasik, because they were already Osik, in terms of Nichum and Beregel, the Regel Olelo. And the Regel can count, so there's only one case in this Brisa, the case of Kavru Beregel, and it says Regel Olelo. It can't count toward Shiva, so it must be talking about Shloshim. So you see, Regel count toward Shloshim, Tiyufta, so it's a Kasha on Rabba, that the days of Yantif should be able to count toward Shloshim, even though Shloshim then is starting before the days of Shiva are starting. That's the Chiddush. Good. Kiasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Kavar Beregel. That's another right. Even Kavar Beregel, you still started. Fachin Orule, Rebbe Lazar, Rabbi Pedas Bereg, Afilu Kavar Beregel. Even Kavar Beregel, still Regel, it's Ololim and Yishloshim. And for sure, if you were Nikbar before the Regel. Period. So something that we see in this Gemara and we see in other Gemaras, there is a concept of Tanchumin on Yantif, even though there is no counting of Shiva. Let's say, Rechmon al-Islan, somebody loses their relative and their burial is on Chol HaMoed. So those last days, you go to their house, you don't go to their house, Shiva didn't start yet. So are there Tanchumin? So the Gemara sees to say yes. Whereas it says there is the halacha, not just go make nice to make him feel good. Right, that for sure we could do. But is there a mitzvah? The mitzvah of Nicham Avelim, is it fulfilled? So it sounds like from this Gemara, yes. The story that we've mentioned a while ago, but not so recently. There's a beautiful piece of the Mishnas Yavetz in Rav Zhalti's Sefer on Yeridaya in Siman Lamed Zayin, where he talks about a Rambam. Again, it comes from this Gemara too. The Rambam says, if somebody has two mitzvahs in front of them to do, two mitzvahs, Nichum Avelim and Biker Cholim, which do you do first? The Rambam says, Yireli is in Hilchas Avel. Yireli always means, I'm saying this on my own. I'm not saying this based on sources earlier. Take as my own. Yireli, the Rambam says, you do Nichum Avelim first. Nichum Avelim, you always have to know not only what to do, but how to do it in Halacha. So I have to go pay a Shiva call, and I have to go visit somebody in the hospital. First, I should go pay the Shiva call. That's what the Rambam says. Why? Shenichum Avelim Gemilas Chesed Im Hachayim V'im Hamesim. Because Gemilas Chesed is Chesed Im Hachay V'im Hames. Well, Biker Cholim is only Chesed Im Hachay. So Nichum Avelim has two elements. Right? You're making the person feel good and also covered Hames. Right? So therefore, you do Nichum Avelim first. That's the Rambam. Ask the Arsa Meach, ask the Meir Simcha, but what about the Gemara about Anshe Yerushalayim? Anshe Yerushalayim, Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph. The Gemara there says that the Anshe Yerushalayim used to walk around with their Lulavim all day. All day, wherever they went, they had the Lulav and Esrog in their hands. And the Gemara's Lashon is, Yotzei Beiso Lulavo B'yado, Holich Levaker Cholim, Ula Nachim Avelim, Lulavo B'yado. And it lists the rest of the activities. So in the order, it says Biker Cholim first. So how could Biker Cholim be first? Before Nichim Avelim. That's the Kasha of the Arsameach. And he says the Rosh has the other Girsa, right? He had the Rosh has Biker Nichim Avelim before, so it works out. But the Rambam doesn't have that Girsa. The Rambam has Biker Cholim first. That's the Shaila. The Rosh changes the Girsa, but the Rambam does not. So the Mishnah Yavi says, wait a minute. We're talking about you have a Lulav in your hand. What kind of Nichim Avelim are you doing? It's Yantif. The Rambam says there's no Avelus on Yantif. We just said that earlier. Ain't Avelus at all. So says the Mishnah Yavetz, it must be, no. There's an element of Nichum that has nothing to do with the Chayim. That only has to do with the Mason. There must be. And where do you see that? There's a Gemara in Shabbos. He quotes Kufrin Beis. The Gemara says, let's say there's somebody who, Rachman al-Islam, dies and has no relatives. Zero. Zero relatives. Person dies. Person lives alone. No relatives. You know what the Gemara says? 10 people should go to their house and pretend to be Menachem. There's no Avelim there. I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa, but the Gemara says, Asar b'nei Adam yoshvin b'mkomo. They sit there. What are they doing? There's no Avelim. The answer is, says the Meiri there, in Shabbos, there's an element of Nichum that's purely Kavod HaMeis, not Kavod HaChayim. Usual Nichum Avelim has both. But there could be, you could isolate one without the other. You can never have Nichum Avelim without Kavod HaMeis. You can have Nichum Avelim without Kavod HaChay. So says the Mishnah Yavi is beautiful. The Rambam holds that there's no Avelus at all mitzadi Avelim on Yantif. So according to the Rambam, Nichum Avelim on Yantif is purely Kavod HaMeis, not Kavod HaChay. The Rambam has to read the Gemara, or Gemara. It says there's Tanchumi Avelim on Yantif. But 1 second, the Rambam holds there's no Avelus on Yantif at all. There's no Avelus beside the people who are still alive, the mourners. But there is a concept of Kavod Tanchumi Avelim, right, the Oske Iske Tzibur, as the Gemara says, mitzad Kavod HaMeis. But that's why, according to the Rambam, the year Eli, on a normal day, Nichum Avelim goes first. Because Nichum Avelim has Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis, and that comes before Kavod HaChai. But on Yantif, Nichum Avelim is purely Kavod HaMeis. Biker Cholim is Kavod HaChai. Kavod HaChai goes before Kavod HaMeis. That's why on Yantif, Daf gets flipped. Even though on a regular day, it is, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Navachi Yerushalayim, and he quotes the Gemara of Yireli, no problem. But that's important, how to understand our Gemara. When our Gemara talks about Nichume Tanchumi Avelim on Yantif, is that because there's a concept of Avelus on Yantif for the mourners? The Ramban Tosus would say yes. But the Rambam says no way. There's no such thing as Avelus on Yantif. Aye, Tanchumi Avelim, that's the pure covenant of mace, Tanchumin, and nothing to do with the Chayim. Mishnas Yavetz, if you never saw it inside, it's wonderful. Yoredeya, Simin Lamed Zayin.
According to that, why then don't you have an obligation afterwards?
Ah, good question. According to that, so why do you have why does the obligation stop? Right. You know, only let's say 4 days after, if you already had 3 days before. So I guess you'd have to say that the Kavod HaChai element is maybe even secondary to the Kavod HaMeis, and it's always meshubid to the Kavod HaMeis. I mean, you could ever have a pure Kavod HaChai Nichum Avelim. Right? When would that ever take place? Kavod HaChai Nichum Avelim. Right? Even if there's no Meis, or let's say Rachman al-Aslan, somebody's not an Avel yet. Right? They don't know what happened to their relative. So you just go make them feel good. But that's not Tanchume Avelim yet. So it must be that the kavod achai is always secondary. It's there, but it's always connected to kavod ames. And if kavod ames evaporates, the kavod achai also evaporates. That's what you'd have to say. Right. So shmua rechoka in that type of case. So what is there? So what is there by shmua rechoka? That's is there only has to be maybe you'd have to say there's one day of both. It's one day of both. There is even kavod ames even there in that case. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, right in the middle. Kayim kfiyas hamita shlosh yamim kodem aregel. If somebody is mekayim kfiyas hamita, right, one of the nihukim of avelus, turning over the beds 3 days before yantiv. Ein otzorach lechfosa achar aregel. Div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says he has to do nothing after the regel. If he already did 3 days before regel, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that is a significant amount of avelus. Again, on yantiv. Then it starts afterwards. But if it's before Yantif, then it's broken. But how much do you need, how much of Shiva do we need before Yantif in order to say it's broken? Rabbi Eliezer says 3 days. That's his Shita, and we obviously, as we'll see, we don't paskin that way. Why Dafka does Rabbi Eliezer mention Kfiyas Hamita? Is that just picking one example? The Ritva here says you have to have done something. You have to have done some Ezeshehu Nihug. If you did nothing, then, even though Kfura took place, Shiva didn't start yet. That's the Lashon of the Ritva right here. The Ritva says, let me just find it. The Ritva says, near the Dafke Nakar Hailishna, Lafuke Yim Hizid, Velo Noag Avelus Klau, the Kamash Balan de Kivan de Kiem Echon Midarki Avelus, Vafilu Zushi Chutz Lagufo, She Mitzvah Sasei Shabaval Regamafsiko, even if it has nothing to do with you, it has to do with your beds. Right, still the regular Bavsik. Even if you didn't do anything else, you did one nihug. We mentioned a couple weeks ago our Soloveitchik's idea of the base avel. A base avel might be that's something unique about Kfiyas Hamita, having to do especially with the base avel, not even with the avel himself. By the way, that is the halacha. As long as he does one kiyum before, and he does not have to do anything after the regal for 3 days. The chachamim omrim afilu yom echad beafilu shachas. Even one day, even one shah, it is even for one moment, it is good enough. Amar Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Hainin de Reb Shama, Hainin de Reb Hillel, Israeli machlokas between them. Shebe Shami Omer Shloshi Yom, Beis Hillel Omer Afilu Yom Echad, and that's what we hold. Amar Reb Huna, Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Vi Amri La, Amar Lahu Reb Yochanan, Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Reb Huna, Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Sha'a Achas. Even for a moment, right? That's what we know. As long as somebody gets one little nihog of Shiva, Kfura takes place 10 minutes before Yantif. You sit down, you change your shoes, they walk through, boom, that is all of Shiva that is halachically mandated. That's what we hold. Halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Shin Tzadi Vav. In Shin Tzadi Vav, Siv Beis. Avil Shlonog Avilos Toch Shiva, Bein Bishogig Bein Bemezin, Mashlim Oso Kol Shloshim. Vamed Ramurim Bishalonog Avilos Klau Kol Shiva. Avalim Zilzel Bemixas Hayamim, Vilonog Bohem. Avelus. If somebody is mezalzal b'mikzas hayamim, and if somebody doesn't do any avelus, so then he's got to do avelus afterwards. If he does nothing, he says, let's say forget yantif. Let's say somebody doesn't do avelus period and during the week of Shiva, and a week later he's a bal tshuv and he wants to do nihukim. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch here talks about. Right? Avelum zilzal b'mikzas hayamim v'lo noag b'avelus kigon misha amr lo shemes lo meis b'yom ha'echad v'haya b'ir acheres v'lo noag avelus u'b'yom sheni b'le'iro v'noag avelus. If he did it on day two, it's okay. It's okay too. But again, if he doesn't do it at all, then he would have to do it sometime afterwards. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses this in Yaradeya and Chela Gimel. That's where a lot of the inyanim of Avelus are put. Rav Moshe says, "B'dvar echad shemes lo yelad rachman al islam b'slutsk b'yom dalad." In Slutsk, in Europe, somebody lost their child on Wednesday. V'lo noag sham dini avelus b'yom dalad. He didn't do any avelus. Went straight from the kvura and he got on a train. Ki tekef nasa. V'hizchil linog avelus b'yom hei. He started on Thursday. V'nishalti im nechshav lo yom dalad. If you count, he was, let's say, the only avel, let's say. Could you count Wednesday if he did nothing on Wednesday? V'hashchei and I answered. Sha'av shebishimin shin sadiva mavor shezil v'nechza ziyam yitzorach lahashlim. Even though, what the Shulchan Aruch that I just read, that you don't have to be mashlim. Mikaka mistaver li. Says Rav Moshe, Shehu dafka b'shar hayamim o b'yom rishon d'shmua, k'mo shetzir sham. It's only if the first day is a derabanan day. So that's when you can say, okay, he did it afterwards, it's okay. Aval bezilzo b'yom hamisa shu doraisa, lahar b'rishonim. Oz mistaver shehu kizilzel b'kulan. If you were mezalzel the one daraisa day, then you're like mezalzel the whole thing. Ukimo bishar shalafei regel shetzarach lahashlim. Just like if you didn't keep the moment before regel, if you have to be mashlim kisheshaga or hezev lo noga velos ar gemara to bechiv daraisa zilza bakulo. And therefore, Moshe seems to say that you have to keep avelus from when you start. It's a knas. So even though there's no more avelus daraisa, but it is a knas. That's in terms of zilzel, if you don't do it on that first day. But we hold again, Shah Achas is enough. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Halacha Kitana Didan to Amar Shlosha, the Halacha is like our Mishnah. Right, 3 days. You need 3 days before Shiva. Ravina. So interesting. Here we paskin against the stum of the Masnisan. Right, Tosfos points out that problem. Tosfos and Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's a little difficult. Rabbi Yochanan usually paskin like stam mishnas, and this stam mishnah says you need 3 days before, and we're not paskin that way. Okay, difficult. Ravina ikla lesura de pras. Amale Rav Chaviva le Ravina hilchasamai. Amale afilu yomechad veafilu shah achas. Even 1 day. If you look at the Ma'arav Rabbetzal Ranshberg here, he tries to explain why Rashi here has a little different girsa, trying to put Rabbi Yochanan together with the Stama de Mishnah. He's trying to answer Tosfos's question. You can look at that at the bottom. Yosef Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Ami, Rav As Yisrael Nafka, Akila de Rav Yisrael ben Elazar. They were sitting by the porch, by the opening of Rav Elazar's house, Nafak Milsami Benayo. So a question came out from amongst them. Minayin la'avilus shiva, how do I know that? You're right, a minute before Yantif, that's enough. But how do I know avilus is 7 days? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Amos, v'yafachti chageichem la'evel. Right, I have turned your holidays into mourning. So even though in the pasuk we are contrasting the two experiences, but the two words are together in the pasuk, so ma chag shiva af avilus shiva. Just like chag is 7 days, so to avilus is 7 days. V'yema atzeres dechad yoma. Not every chag is 7 days. Maybe it's referring to Shavuos, which is only 1 day. We showed him say tafasta mua tafasta, right? So it's better if you have a choice of darshing one or the other. Should darshin the smaller one. Eba atzeres dechad yoma. So the Gemara says no. That the 1 day connection is learned for something else. Hahomi barle lekid reish lakish. That's teaching me the halacha of Reish Lakish. Damar Reish Lakish, Mishur Reb Yehuda Nesia, Minayin L'Shmua Rechoka, She'en Noheges Elo Yom Echad. How do I know that by a Shmua Rechoka, which we will see is defined as finding out about a lost relative after a month, how do I know that Shmua Rechoka is only for a day? Dechsiv, Afakti Chageichem La'evel. Right, that's Pasuk. V'ashkechan Atzeres, Dikri Chad Yoma Chag. And you find Shavuos is a one-day holiday, so you find a Chag that is for 1 day, so Shmua Rechoka is 1 day, but regular Avelus is... Regular Avelus is 7 days, as we know. Period. Tosfos says, Machag Shiva, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. It's one of the more well-known Yerushalmis quoted in Tosfos here on this Pesachta. Uber Yerushalmi Diek, Ema Shmona, the second half of Yerushalmi, but first he quotes the first half. Ema Shmona. So the Gemara says, what about 7 days? What about 1 day? What about 8 days? Right, if you count Shmini Aseres, maybe Avelus should be 8 days. Ema Shmona, Kishmona Dechag. Umishani, what's the answer? Shmini regel b'fnei atzmo. Oh, come on, Shmini atzeres is pazar kashav. It's separate. Who? And then we get to the fun line, the crucial line. What about a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi? Ve'yas la'aviv evel shivas yamim. Why do you have to jump to Amos? What about a pasuk in Vayechi? Lo matzi la'asuye. That cannot be a proper source. Why? Two answers. First, Tosfos' answer. Dehasam kodim kfura haya. That was a different type of waiting. Remember, they buried in Eretz Canaan. They did Eva beforehand. That wasn't regular Avelus. So that's why you can't bring a raya from that pasuk. Or the second daya, the Yerushalmi Mishani, De'ein lamei demikot matan Torah. Whoa. We don't learn from before Matan Torah. That's the Yerushalmi right here. Ein lamei demikot matan Torah. V'hazim Yerushalmi ma'isi kroy tuve. There are other psukim, but that's the Yerushalmi. Here moi katan. Ein lamei demikot matan Torah. The Maariv Chayis right here says, steer in Yerushalmi. What's the steer in the Yerushalmi? This Yerushalmi says, ein lamei demikot matan Torah, so you can't learn Avela Shiva from the brothers. But the Maariv Chayis says, wait a minute. Because if you look, we had 12 blot ago, Tosfos, Moed Katan Dav Ches Amabez, quotes the Yerushalmi, ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. What's the source for ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha? The Yerushalmi there quotes, malei shavuazos. Right? Lavan says to Yaakov, finish off this week and then you can have Leah. Then you can have the celebration with my second daughter. Right? So that Yerushalmi says you can learn before Ba'an Torah, right, in terms of not Ema Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. And here, the Halacha of Avelus, we don't learn. So he says, look at my other Sfarim, I've answered the question. That's the Maritz Chayis' Ha'ara here. But the issue we've discussed many times. Can you learn something from before Matan Torah? The Rambam formulates this based on the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara says they are nitzna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. Even if there was a halacha, a mitzvah that existed before Matan Torah, and that's what the Rambam says by Avelus. Doesn't matter. Nitzna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. Where's the biggest treatment of this? That's the Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam in Chulin on Daf Kuf, where the Rambam there discusses Gid Hanoshe and Bris Milah and Eber Menachai, and the Rambam says, why do we do mitzvahs today? Not because the Avos Davin and Avram Avinu did Bris Milah and Yitzchak gave Meiser. That's not why we do the mitzvahs today. Sim Libcha, in the Hebrew translation of the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos, as we know the Rambam wrote it in Arabic. V'sim Libcha L'Kal Gadol Hazeh Hamuva B'Mishnah Zu. Everything that we don't do or do today, the reason we don't do it is because Moshe Rabbeinu. Not because that Hashem told the Nevi'im that preceded Moshe Rabbeinu. No. Eber Menachai, Bris Milah, all of them. It's all because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, ein lemeidim mikodem matan Torah. Halo tirad. The Rambam adds on the last raya. Amram sheish meos v'shlosh mitzvos esrei mitzvos. Nemar lo Moshe v'sinai. What do we say? Moshe Rabbeinu got 613. Doesn't say that he had 606 with seven holdovers. He got 613. He gave us all the mitzvos at Har Sinai, and therefore we learn everything from Har Sinai. The history of mitzvos could apply before Har Sinai. But the reason that we do mitzvahs, the obligation, the obligatory nature, is because of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the principle of Ein Lameidim Mikodem Matan Torah. The other problem is that sometimes we do learn certain things from before Matan Torah. Where do we learn Zrizim Akdim LaMitzvahs from? Avram Avinu by the Akedah. Where do we learn other Midos type of ideas from? So that's what some of Farshim explained, the Gilyoni HaShas, that maybe Midas Tobos type of ideas we can learn from before Matan Torah. But not elsewhere. I was just learning over Shabbos. Somebody on Friday brought me over the Minchas Asher Chelik Beis, the second volume of Shuvas. So he has a Shuvah in there, the first one in Evan Ezer, Simon Ayin Dalet. Can a younger girl daughter get married before an older daughter? Right? Can a younger daughter get married for an older daughter? He got a Shuvah, he got a Shaila, Rachmana Lestan. There were three girls that of a family, none of them were married, 27, 24, and now the 21-year-old wants to start going out, but she doesn't know halachically. Am I allowed to start going out? My older sisters are not married yet. Mabwe, right, where's the source of this idea? Right? So what do you do? So first Rav Asher Weiss says, one second, that's what Lavan said. Yaakov wanted to marry, right, was ready. To ready to marry Rachel. So he obviously wasn't choshesh for it. So if you have machlokas between Yaakov and Lavan, who's going to win? Right, machlokas, Yaakov and Lavan, who should win? Number one. Right, number two, he says, as we said, l'chor pela, l'mon halacha, midivrei Lavan, kasher, midivrei Yaakov avinu, ishtam, yosheva olim, b'vor de l'chasha, shlito l'satzir, l'kodim abachira. Upashit, halacha ki Yaakov, l'gabay Lavan haramai. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. But then he says that especially, according to the amazing words of the Marsham. The Marsham says that, as we know, Yaakov and Esav, as Rashi says and told us, they were ta'omim, and sometimes, to know about this medically, the one born first was the one that was notzar rishon. Right? There's a gru on this week's parsha about that too, on the snu and the ahuva. And he says there is a daya in the midrashim that Rachel and Leah were twins. There is a daya, and therefore Yaakov and Rachel would have both been notzar rishon. Okay, amazing. So then they have a daya. Then do you go by the yitzira? Do you go by the leida? Not for now. But either way, he says lemaisa. Forgetting the principle of, even if you want to say you don't learn from before Matan Torah, like Tosfos says here, but the whole issue of getting married first, an older and a younger, is only if both of them are ready to get married right now. They're both engaged, you're both planning the wedding, so now you have a choice. Who's going to get married first? So then you can have the older one. But if they're both not really in the Parsha yet, neither of them have the one that they found, so there's no issue. There's no issue of Kedima when one of them is not ready. Right, there's no halacha, and therefore He ends off by saying, I give you a bracha that all your daughters should get married very soon to find their proper ben zug. But again, this is one of the issues about learning from before Matan Torah. But where's the source of it? Yerushalmi quoted right here in the Tosfos Moed Katan Daf Chaf. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabban, the third wide line. Shmua Karova can oheges shiva, ushloshim, shmua brachoka in oheges el yom echad. A shmua Karova. If somebody hears about an avelus, a recent avelus, krova, then you do shiva and shloshim. And rechoka is distant, one day. Ezui krova vezi rechoka, how do you define that? Bitoch shloshim, krova bitoch shloshim. If it's within 30 days of the misa, so then one still sits shiva and shloshim. As long as it's within 30 days, that's called Shmua Krova. Rechoka la'achar shloshim. Rechoka is after 30 days. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. The Rif has 2 days here. What about if it's on day 30? Day 30. So what is that the lakan or lakan? V'chachamim omrim, achar Shmua Krova, achar Shmua Rechoka. The Chacham say no. Either way, no hege shiva v'shloshim. Even by Shmua Rechoka. Amar Rabba Rechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chol Makam Shad Amotza Yochan Meikav Rabba Machmirim. Generally, if you have a machlokes, and Rabbim or Machmir Halacha Karabim, Chutz Mizu, Sha'afal Yishra Mekiva Meikav Acham Machmirim, Halacha Karabi Akiva, Halacha Karabi Akiva, as we had twice already, Damar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikav Ba'avel. The Halacha is even by Divrei HaMeikav Ba'avel. And therefore, we would paskin lekula here by a shmua rechoka. If you look in the Rush, not right here, but the Rush, as we mentioned, the Rush has 100 simanim on here, the third parak of Amor Katan, in Simin Tzadi Zayin. Simin Tzadi Vav. Tzadi Vav, he has an important discussion. He says there, he quotes a Rabbeinu Meir, Arami Rutenberg. He says, what happens if a katan shenisgadel betok shloshim? Let's say there's a child, Rachman al-Islam, who loses a relative. And then within Shloshim, he becomes a Gadol. So is that like a Shmua Krova that he has to start again or not? Is that like a Shmua Krova? It's like 30 days. Before it was nothing. He was a Blah Bardas. Right? Same question. Svira and the others. So does he have to? So he quotes Rabbeinu Meir that he's got to start again. He's got to start again. Because it didn't count. He was an Eino Bar Chiyuva. Bar Chiyuva, if he's got to do Shiva and Shloshim again. Yud Beis Chodesh, okay, that goes from day of Tfura. That I'll give you, says Rabbeinu Meir. But Shiva and Shloshim start from the day that he becomes a Gadol. And the Rush argues, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He says, the Avagav Shehim Mishim Nesar Riel Acharmoso, even though you're not allowed to jump on the line after he's dead, right, the Lashon of saying, I'm about to argue on somebody who already passed away. Torah Hiva Lomarani Sarech, V'tofez Ani Osa Svara, Sheish L'chalek. Bein hecha de gavra bar chiyuva v'yomek kagarim lekatan shebisha shahayla lihis abel niftar machmas katno paka mimenu chiyav avelos la'olam. What's the idea of a shmua rechoka, shmua krova? That's all tashlumin of real avelos. That's not its own chiyav. It's tashlumin. You didn't hear of it beforehand, so now, oh, you got a little bit. It's a hashlama. But if you were not chayiv in the first place, you're not chayiv in the first place, then you don't have to, then you don't do it. V'chei nami hadi yoshven al shmua krova shiva v'shloshim ina mitzvah b'fnei atzma elatashlum avelu shaylo lasos miyad acher kvura avalam lo yada tikno sheish lo tashlumin kol shloshim yom v'hecha di yada v'lonis chayiv lo shayach be tashlumin. And therefore, there is no shiva and shloshim by the child. Right? Similar, it doesn't quote it, but let's say somebody loses a relative. And then, let's say the burial is in the morning, and they get back, and it's the afternoon time. So do they have to make up shacharis? They didn't daven when they were an onein. Or they have to do two minchas? No! They weren't chayiv in the morning. They weren't chayiv in the morning. Let's say it's tashlum and derishon. Separate halacha about havdalah. Right, if this burial is Sunday morning, they didn't make havdalah mosi shabbos, then you might have to make havdalah, because havdalah might not be tashlum. It might be a chiyuv until Tuesday. It might be different than just tashlumin. Okay, that's that in terms of trill in the first day. Okay, weiter. So we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Asyulei Shmua Davu, Ami Bechoza, he heard about his father, Asla Kamei Dereb Chizda, Amrlei Shmua Brechoka, Eno Hegas, Lo Yomachad. One day, Rabbi Nassad Bar Ami, Asyulei Shmua, De Imei Mi Bechoza, Asla Kamei Dereb, Amrlei, Hari Amu Shmua Brechoka, Eno Hegas, Lo Yomachad, Bilvad. Eisvei. Let's see your question on this. When do we say Shmua Rechok is only one day? By 5 out of 7. There is a day that says Shmua Rechoka for a parent, you still sit Shiva. So, Amar Lei, so he answered him, Yechidahi, that is a Das Yachid. Velo Sfirulan Kavasi, we don't pass in that way. The Tanya, who is this Das Yachid? It's none other than somebody famous. Maiso meis aviv shrabi tzadok beginzik. The father of Beginzik died. V'hodiu l'achar shalosh shanim. 3 years later, he found out. Uba v'shal es Elisha ben Avuya. They can't ask Elisha ben Avuya. V'zakenim she'imo. V'amru nahog shiva v'shloshin. But you see, it's a specific person. Right? We don't pask in that way. We pask in Shua Rechok is always one day, even for a parent. Ukshemes beno shel Rebbe Achia Begola. When the son of Rebbe Achia Begola died in Golos, Yashav al Shivu Shloshim. Also, he said Shivin Shloshim. Eini, is this really true? V'ha Rav Barachua de Rebbe Achia du Bar Achse de Rebbe Achia. Rav, who was the nephew of Rebbe Achia in two ways. He was his uncles and his uncles, his mother's brother and his father's brother, right? Their children married each other, right? So it's two half siblings from the opposite sides were able to marry each other, and that's how Rav could be a nephew of Rabbi Chiya in two ways, right? If you look in the other Gemaras, Rav's father was Ivo, who was Rabbi Chiya's half brother, and Rav's mother was Rabbi Chiya's half sister from a different parent. Anyways, he was a nephew on both sides. So what happened? He saw Glazer when he came to visit his uncle, Amar Leis, Sereb Chiyah, his uncle said to him, Abba Kayim, is your father, meaning my brother, alive? Amar Leis, Ima Kayemis. Amar, your mother's alive. Amar Leis, Ima Kayemis, Amar Leis, Abba Kayim. He didn't want to say anything negative. So he just like kept ignoring the question and giving different information. So Amar Leis, Sereb Chiyah realizes they both must have died by now, because he didn't want to give either answer. So Amar Leishame, he tells his servant, Chalotz li min ali, take off my shoe, v'holeich acharai kli lebeis hamerchatz, and then, you know, get my towel, I want to go take a shower. So, what did this story teach us? Shema Aminah, it's lost three things. Shema Aminah, Avel, Aser, B'nilas HaSandal. Number one of the Nihugim is Ni'ilas HaSandal of an Avel. V'shema Aminah, Shmua Rechoka, Eino Hegazel Yom Echad. Number two, Shmua Rechoka is only one day. V'shema Aminah, not only one day, Mixle Bekulo. For that moment, because I was going to take a shower. Right? So, you know, these three things are learned out from this story. Question mark. So you see, Rabbi Chiya only did one day. So how could previously on the bottom we had Rabbi Achaya did 7 days? So the Gemara answered, it's two different people. Rabbi Chiya Luchud, Rabbi Achaya Luchud. Not the same person. Tosfos here discusses, could you prove from this story whether there's a Chiyav of Kriya by a Shmua Rechoka? Is there a Chiyav of Kriya? Kriya is not specifically a din of Avelos. They can be separated. So is there a Chovas Kriya by a Shmua that is not Dafka, going along with Shiva? So Tosfos says the fact that it's not in the story is no raya, because lo ra'inu ain't a raya. The fact that we didn't see it done is not a raya. That's what Tosfos says in the middle of this second Tosfos. So we don't know exactly whether it was here. Let's continue though now. Am Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Avin Shma Shama Shmua Krova Beregel. Although this is like a Minchas Chinuch type of question, but the Gemara asks it. Let's hear the Shmua Krova Beregel. Day 30 was on Yontif. By the time Yontif finishes, it's day 32. So what is that called? So you go by after Yantiv. It's called the Shmua Rechoka, and you only have Avilas one day. Tani Ravada Kedemin Kesari Kam Kesari Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. What about this case? Shema Shmua Krova B'Shabbos. Ulamotzi Shabbos Nasas Rechoka. And even Migir Kiddush. Because Shabbos has Avilas, but Tzina for sure. So in Avilas, in El Yom Echad. Only one day. Amazing. Right, only one day in that case, because it only starts from when you could observe it fully. So now the Gemara asks, Korea o eno Korea? Rashi says this is only on this type of case. Meaning, if it's switched to a Shmua Rechoka, do you do Kriya or not? What's the question here? So Rashi quotes, Korea o eno Korea, Achshav, Dinoa Yomecha, the Shmua Rechoka. You're doing one day, so do you do Shiva here? So do you do Kriya here? So Mani Amar Eino Korea, V'chanina Amar Korea, Machlokas. Amar Rebbe Mani, L'Rebbe Chanina, Bishlam Aladiti, Damina Eino Korea. If you say Eino Korea, I understand, Hainu Delo Ika Avela Shiva. There's no Shiva. There's no Shiva. That's why there's no Kriya. You're only going to do one day. El Aladidokta Amar Korea, Kriya below Shiva Miika. Do you ever have a Chovas Kriya without Shiva? And therefore, you should not do Kriya. The Rishonim here said, this is only talking about personal Avelis. This line, I mean, you can never have Kriya without Avelis. There is other types. Let's say if somebody loses their Rebbe Muvik. Right, there's kriya without avelos. If somebody's a sefer Torah shenisra for Chamana Litzlan, there is kriya. Somebody's in a room b'shas yitzias neshama, there is kriya without shiva. But in terms of personal avelos, we never find kriya without avelos. So the Gemara says, really? No, velo vatanya isi avuad Rebbe Zeira v'amila achuad Rebbe Zeira kamed Rebbe Zeira mish ein lo chalak lukrawa. If somebody doesn't have a shirt to tear. If it is Dami Lobatok Shiva, and he gets one, he only has one shirt, whatever, he doesn't have a shirt to tear, he gets it during Shiva Korea. Li Achar Shiva, Eino Korea. But the Brisa says, there's no Kriya after Shiva. Ani Rabbi Zeira Basre, Bamed Ramur, Bechamisha Mese Mitzvah. Avala Ovev Alimo Korea Vaholech. So Rabbi Zeira says, there's a concept of Shiva, of Kriya even after Shiva. Right? So they could coexist separately. They could not coexist, they could exist separately. Kitan yahi lechvod ava v'ima. The answer is not. That's not really chiv kriya. That's kibidav, a little bit kibidav aim. But that's not really the chovas kriya in the real sense. So therefore there wouldn't be korea, and that is what the Gemara is maskana is. Period. There is a question. Now, what happens if you tore, right? We know kriya goes afterwards because that's when you start with Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontif. What about kriya on Shabbos? What if somebody tears kriya on Shabbos? That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Shabbos, in the Blaz of the Milo. The Ran, the Chlishi Ran right here quotes that. He says maybe that relates to our Gemara here. Because if you push it off till after Shabbos, but if you would have done kriya on Shabbos, what does the Gemara say? Yatsa yidei kriya. The kriya did what? You just did Naveira. He did Naveira. He did an Isra Malacha. He did kriya b'Shabbos. But the Gemara there says yatsa yidei kriya. So the Ran here quotes the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. One of the major sources for the principle of mitzvah haba b'avera. Ask the Yerushalmi, why by stolen matzah are you not yotzei? While if you tear kriya on Shabbos, you are yotzei. That's the Yerushalmi shayla. Maishna mi matzah gezula shelo yotzei mishum de mitzvah haba b'avera. So, the Yerushalmi is mechalek, basically, chefza gavra, mitzvah baba avera. Matzah, hu gufa avera. There's a status of the matzah that is stolen. Here, I did a mitzvah avera with the gavra. I tore kriya. Similar, what if I carried, if it was a Shabbos Pesach, and I carried the matzah through a Rishos Arabim? So I wouldn't be yotzei? The answer is no. There, it's not like stolen matzah. Stolen matzah, it adheres in the chefza. Mashenkin, if I just did an avera along the way, that's not a problem. V'yesh lo'im shiv da'am matzah gufa avera v'alhacha hu avid avera. V'chein prigalei b'Yerushalmi. U'mina da'amoti matzah mirushus ha'yachal rushus ha'rabim b'shabes yotza mishum de'i hu avid avera. V'yot shamina mina. Also, another halacha you learned, the Ron says, what if you tear a stolen shirt? Then you aren't Yossi de Kriya, he says. Because that shirt is not yours. You have to tear your shirt. Okay. Not for now. Anyway, that's an important source for Mitzvah Bavavir. Let's just do a little more, and then we'll stop. Tan Rabbanon. Kala Omer beparshas Kohanim. Shekoi mitam Elohen avil misabal aleihen. The Gemara is a parallel. Whatever avelim that a Kohen has to be mitame for, an avil is mitame for them. The Elohen, who are they? Ishto, aviv, imo, achiv, achoso, beno, bito. The seven primary relatives that a Kohen is Batami himself, and Avel is Misabel for. Hosifu Alein, and then the Rabbanan added on a couple. The Rabbanan added on a couple that don't apply in Tumah, but do apply in Avelus. Half siblings. Hosifu Alein, Achiv Achoso, Habsula Meimo, a brother and a sister, maternal. A maternal brother and a sister, Va'achoso Nesu, and a married sister, Bein Mi Avel, Bein Mi Imo. Even though the halachas of Tumah would not apply. That's the Braisa. It was an important, Shitas HaRambam. I don't know if we mentioned it yet in this Pesachta, but we have to. The Rambam, as we know, holds that Tumah's, Avelus is Daraisa. What's his source for Avelus Daraisa? Where did the Rambam know that there's a mitzvah of Avelus? At least for one day. So there's two sources that the Rambam quotes. One of them is in Shmini, by the sons of Aaron dying, Hayita Veni Hashem, there are halachas of Aninus and Avelus there. That's more Aninus there. But that is one source that is quoted by the Rambam in Hilchas Avelus. The Rambam quotes that, the beginning of Hilchas Avelus. The Rambam quotes, Mitzvah Zaseilas Abel al-Krovim, Shneemar, Biachalti Chatas Hayom, Hayita Veni Hashem, or the Pasuk by Aaron HaKohen. But then there's another source. And that is Tumas Kohanim. The Rambam puts Hilchas Avelus and Sefer HaMitzvahs in Tumas Kohanim. The Rambam in Mitzvah Lamid Zayin, Shetzivanu Shiyatamu HaKohanim L'Krovim. V'chulu v'chulu. And then he says, v'zeh ba'atzmo hu mitzvahs ibul. Klomar, ki kol ishmi yisrael chayev l'sabal akrovav klomar chamisha meze mitzvah. U'lechazek chiyiv zeh bier oso b'kohen shu musar ala tumah shitam al kopanim k'shar yisrael. V'chulu. And continues. Avilos yom rishon d'araisa. Shalom has two different sources. One of them, so this Gemara highlights that. The parallel, it's not just a parallel according to the Rambam. It's the same source. One more line. Ukashem shem misabal aleihem, kach misabal al shniim shalohem. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a shita that not only does someone sit shiva for the krovim, but also if a karov is sitting shiva. If somebody's father is sitting shiva, then they have to be knowing shiva. We don't do this today. But that's Rabbi Akiva's shita here. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, ina misabal ela al ben beno va'al avi aviv. Only two direct relatives, a grandson and a grandfather. V'chachavim omrim, no. Kol shem misabal alav, misabel imo. Anyone who he is misabal for, he's misabal with that person, if they are being misabal. Chacham ha'ina tanakama, isn't that the same shita as number one? Ika b'inayu ima babayis. Is it only in the presence of the avel? Ki ha da amar le rav l'chi abrei, v'chein amar le rav huna l'rab abrei, bi apa, in front of her nog avilusa, below apa lo tinog avilusa, v'nan avan of her do. Okay, we'll have to stop by Mar Ukva, and Hashem will continue. We'll see this halacha is not done today. We'll see the Ramah quotes why it's not done today, and we'll get more into the Rambam and the other, all the halachas. All the halachas of an avel come up at Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Again, remember, today, if anybody's interested on projectsinai.org, I'm giving a live tshuva shir, 11 a.m. New York time, 6 p.m. Israel time. You could sign in and log in and take part in the live video shir. Okay, we'll stop here.